Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, it's Mother's Day.
And who better than Mother Teresa?
Oh, goodness.
It's Mother's Day, which is always a joyful day for me. I don't have
kind
children,
of a hard day for me.
But I think I would have been a great mother. I just adopted cats in Key West.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Okay.
All right. All right. So someone comes in and talks to us?
So I guess so. I mean, nobody was in the room, and now people are filtering in. They
Hello.
Look a little scared.
So many cameras around me.
So many cameras. Are all of these recording?
Someone take a selfie.
Do all of these record?
Yes.
And you upload this straight to Facebook?
Oh, God. So my favorite thing is watching everything on Facebook. So if it's not on Facebook, it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? Except if it's on Netflix. Does this go on Netflix?
No.
I'm constantly surprised that Jesus does so much on Facebook,
yeah.
But you don't see him anywhere else.
It's because it's really God doing it. So God is actually, you know, the backbone of Facebook.
Right.
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 Anyways,
so I think normally I've only seen clips of this show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen their skits.
My nephew, Shane, does this show, and he usually says, hi.
He's,
welcome.
He's a sweet boy.
He's sweet.
My beautiful niece. She looks like the sunshine.
Yeah.
She's a goddess in woman's clothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Her name is Amanda Lehan Canto. So Lehan's actually her father's last name.
Oh really?
And Canto's our last name. I'm Teresa Canto. Hi. How are you? How you doing?
Oh, and I'm Sandy Top.
Yeah. So Sandy and I actually we met each other. On the road, which is crazy.
We found out we were both coming to visit for Mother's Day.
Big studio.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I heard they moved to a new studio. I thought, you know, I didn't know that my nephew did much of this entertainment stuff. I knew he'd done it acting. I heard a long time ago, you know.
I thought she did plays. I thought she did like a children's theater type play where, you know, they have you come to your birthday house and you do a birthday
you
play.
You know, when they come to your house, I heard that like do Cat on a Hot Tin Roof 10-year-olds.
Well, I heard that they do a hot tin on a cat roof.
Yeah.
And then they do, I think she's done Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
And I think that's what she's doing out here. But then I see this place and I'm like, wait a second, what's going on with this place? And then I notice that she's not doing a play, she's talking.
I think they're doing more like Dateline here. Because this is
Don't get me started. Have you seen the most
Dateline setup.
Have you seen the most recent one with Keith Morrison?
With the Keith Morrison.
Oh my God.
That.
Light of my life. I saw this one and I was like, who did it? It's clearly the husband. So it's a cruise ship.
It's always the husband.
That's my biggest fear is getting pushed off a cruise ship and being in international waters and then they can't find the killer, but it's always the husband.
I know. That's not a fear I have because I can swim so strongly.
You can?
Oh, Teresa,
honey,
you have no idea.
So
growing up,
I've
lived in Key West for decades
you were saying that.
Now.
You were saying that.
I am basically half mahi-mahi.
Oh, wait, a mahi-mahi fish.
Mm-hmm.
The one like in Kauai, Hawaii.
They're also there. They're all over the place.
I love a mahi-mahi.
Oh, it's so delicious. You ever had mahi-mahi tacos?
Oh, yes, of course I've had.
Yep.
So here's the deal with me is... you know, what's really weird is that I catch fish all the time. You know, I'm catching, you know, bay scallops and stuff like that, you know. But I also love to eat it, too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the same way. I love to catch snapper, grouper,
oh, you
mahi-mahi.
Know what? If I was a fish, you know what I would be if I was a fish? A jellyfish.
A what?
A jellyfish, because, you know, I'm good to look at, but if you get close, I'm going to wrap my legs around you and sting you to shit.
A woman of war.
That's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We're so similar.
We have a lot in common. So what's great about, you know, Sandy and I, we met each other in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did this road trip together to see our niece and nephew.
We found out we both connected on Facebook beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Lots of messages.
Because I think we were both maybe in some group. I think we're in a group, a fan page for SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. We're a fan page. Shane can get it.
Shane can get it. And I think, you know what? And I thought we were talking about awards.
Yeah, of course.
And more work.
He can get an Emmy.
He can get it.
And also, I was looking for a fan page for Amanda, but they just said, big feet. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was like, oh, big feet. I love that, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, big feet, bigger shoes.
Right.
You know, you get more bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. And they're looking for that. I think that's what they're looking for in Hollywood now. It's big feet.
Well, good for me. I put my puppies out. Well, actually,
I know, and everybody can see them.
Well, you know, I like to wear socks on the beach, which is, you know, kind of weird. People think that's kind of weird because when I take off my socks, there's a lot of sand that comes out.
That's okay. Add weight to it.
Yeah.
Train for a marathon. So when you take them off, you run really fast.
You know what? You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? I actually have never done a marathon.
Oh, you could crush. Because I think you only have to take a few steps and you're already past a mile.
Oh, God. You're hilarious. That's the fun thing about Sandy is she's just like her nephew. Very funny.
I know. I should do comedy. I used to, sometimes at Margaritaville, they would just leave the microphone out and I'd go up and I would just start talking and people would be laughing so hard.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And I thought, you know, I could do stand up. Yeah.
I heard that I heard that stand up's actually kind of a lonely game.
Well, because you're up there by yourself on the stage. You don't have anybody else with you. As opposed to a band, you got all the people in the band that are all there with you.
I once saw this band. It was so good. It was a Pink Floyd cover band.
Oh.
Dark Side of the Moon is what they were playing. And Dark Side of the Moon is one of my favorite songs because it's very mysterious.
Yeah.
And it was $1 oysters. $1 oysters and it was Dark Side of the Moon. And I was like, wait a second. Would you guys ever need a female singer? And they said, not right now, we're not looking. But I thought, you know, I would love to be a singer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I never pursued a singing career. Did you ever pursue a stand-up career?
I never pursued a stand-up. I never really did it because they weren't looking for that at Margaritaville. They were looking for dancers.
Okay.
And I was a dancer at Margaritaville.
Oh, good for
you. The Margarita Senoritas. And the rule was we were only allowed to speak Spanish.
Oh, como estás, muy bien, y tú?
And see, I don't speak Spanish, so I was silent the whole time.
Oh, you know what?
I never spoke a word.
Oh, my goodness.
But I danced, so that's all that they needed.
Well, of course, dancers don't need to talk. That's like,
right.
You know, it's funny. You should have mentioned that, because I actually do have a CD in the car, in the rental car, that is all Spanish.
I noticed that. You were playing that, and I thought, over a little bit of time, I was like, I'm going to start picking this up.
Okay, so hola.
Hola.
Correct.
Okay, and I got it.
So well done.
And what if we did this whole podcast in Spanish? You know, they need to do that.
Oh my God, that's an excellent idea. You should pitch that to Shane. Shaney boy.
I will. I've been messaging him all over the place, but I think maybe I thought his Facebook account he doesn't respond.
Oh, you know what's crazy is I've been posting pictures of Amanda on my wall,
right?
And then I'm commenting on those pictures below, because if you tag a picture of them and you put it on your Facebook wall and then you comment below, that's a private message.
It's completely private. I send whole entire letters. So when someone comments, I make sure to respond and be like, hi, Dale. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. I hope you and the family are doing well.
Good, yeah.
And then I give them a whole explanation of what my life's been like.
Oh, good, yeah.
It's correspondence.
Now, you were talking a little bit in the car that your life is going pretty well.
My life is going so well.
Good for you.
Yeah, Key West has been just an absolute dream.
I live in an
old house. The salt water is starting to tear away at it, but that's kind of the gorgeous thing
goodness.
About it.
I get it.
I make puka shell necklaces that I sell, and I saw that you make them too. And I thought, you know, that's so funny. You're up in a beach miles away. We've never connected.
Oh yeah, so I'm in Sandwich, Massachusetts. It's actually one of the oldest.
Is that where it was invented?
A sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so they invented a ham and cheese first to start.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
And you know what's crazy is a settler came in and said, what if we do turkey and pepper jack cheese? And everyone started freaking out.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe
it was
that
crazy.
At all. What a mysterious, whimsical path.
It's been around since the 1600s. There's an old house there called the Hoxie House. It's been around since 1654. And there's this great place that I go to, and you can make puka shell necklaces. The only thing is, okay, I didn't catch this one. So my son, Ricky, did.
Uh-huh.
So he goes.
He caught the puka.
Yeah, he caught the puka.
Ferocious creatures.
Oh, You do not understand the monster that's living in puka shells.
People only see the shells. They do not see the monster.
People do not see the monster. So Ricky manhandled this puka, and you know we got the puka out, and of course we ate it. So you mm-hmm. fry it up with a little blood sausage, right. a little white wine, mm-hmm. little clam sauce, and then you yeah. eat it. But you know my son's listen. I love my son, but he is a fucking dumbass. All right. He's a good kid, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know left from right, right? A to B. Right. He doesn't understand it. 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. He's not actually dumb, but he's just
a good heart, though.
He's a good heart, but I'm like, Ricky, you know, turn off the lights in the car. The car's still running. You came in and went to bed. Ricky, shut the window. You're going to get a cold. Ricky, why are your shoes out in the rain, you dumbass?
I know.
So anyways, and he leaves the outdoor shower door open all the time. Oh. So, you know, raccoons can...
Outdoor shower?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Sure. We actually do have those in Key West, obviously.
Do you not own a...
Oh. I don't have an outdoor shower.
Oh, Sandy.
In my house.
Oh, no, Sandy. All right, so an outdoor shower, it's actually very, 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 very nice. So you put it... Okay. You build an outdoor shower. Listen to this. I'm actually going to change your whole life.
I'm so excited. Is this what podcasting's all about?
Of course. You talk about your most intimate details, and then you give advice on how to build things.
I build an outdoor shower.
Yeah. So you get wood from a whoever.
I know a guy. A driftwood.
Yes. Yes.
Because I go out snorkeling, and they used to have these watchtowers out, where Ernest Hemingway used to write his books. And you can find the driftwood underneath the ocean, yeah.
Ernest Hemingway wrote his books in P-Town on the dunes.
And where?
P-Town?
Well, he also wrote some books in Key West because Old Man and Sea is off of Key West.
I don't know.
Well, it's
other
close
books.
To Cuba, which was 90 miles away. Sometimes I'd swim over there. Anyways, he wrote, you know, but he told, I know his ghost.
Okay.
Ernest Hemingway's ghost is all over Key West.
Wait a second.
Harry, you cannot avoid him. Now, I know he died in Idaho, but his ghost traveled all across the country,
so
all the way
Hemingway
back. Ernest Hemingway, from whom the bell tolls, Farewell to Arms, The Sun Also Rises.
I've only read a couple books.
What books?
The Bible.
Okay, good.
It's a big book. It actually
And every book written by Nancy Grace.
Oh, Nancy Grace is one of my favorite. But also, you know what I love? What's wicked good is I love Patricia Cornwell. Do you know Patricia Cornwell? She writes the Scott Pettis series.
Oh, I don't think I know that.
It's about a coroner. It's about a coroner who's investigating bodies.
A coroner?
A coroner. A coroner.
Oh.
A coroner.
Like down on the corner where I get my sandwich.
Now, don't be razzing me.
What?
No, I'm talking about a coroner. Oh. They do forensics files, so there's a body, and a coroner comes in.
Sorry.
So the coroner comes in, and they, you know, dissect the body, and they go, okay, strangulation.
And they go, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
They actually are the number one who does the death part. So the Scott Pettis series is about a coroner who dissects the bodies, and what's crazy, Patricia Cornwell writes these books, very good. Nicole Kidman is actually doing a show called Scott Pettis. Scott Pettis.
I love her so much.
She's excellent.
Do they
She's
ever?
Very good.
They don't ever kiss the bodies, do they?
Oh,
I hope not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Patricia Cornwell doesn't touch on it.
Okay,
but
good.
You know what? Between you and me, can we turn off the mics for one second?
Can we not record this for a second?
Between you and me?
Yeah.
I think that they do kiss the bodies.
Oh, God.
I think that's how they determine the time of death.
They are.
So they put their mouth to their lips. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And they count.
Yeah, of course.
Or they suck out the last bit of oxygen that was in there.
Well, you know, they suck out the spirit.
Yeah, they eat the spirits. I've
heard
that.
That's how they keep surviving.
That's why when I die, I say, you know, don't let anybody know. Just take me to the beach. Just drift me off.
Same. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Daily Look.
Amanda, how's life now that you're a mom? Are you finding the balance, feeling that groove?
Whoa, that's really kind of you to ask. I'm feeling actually so great, especially since I found some ease with shopping and having my own stylist.
Get it, girl! Watch out!
Daily Look is the number one highest rated premium personal styling service for women. I can try up to 12 premium pieces per box in my own home. Then you buy what you love and you send back the rest.
That sounds amazing. What about the shipping costs?
No. None. Daily Look offers free shipping both ways.
Ugh. How do they know what you like?
Well, I fill out their style quiz. It includes price and lifestyle. I mean, let's be real. I want to look great and feel confident on camera, but I also need something practical for when I'm with my baby. I love that my stylist is a real person, too. It's amazing because they send you a preview of the box before you even get it, and you get to pick and be like, ooh, you know what? I'm actually not feeling that item, and you get to switch it out before you even get the box. It's amazing. It's time to get your own personal stylist with Daily Look. Head to dailylook.com to take your style quiz and use code SMOSHMOUTH for 50% off your first order. Once again, that's dailylook.com for 50% off, and make sure you use my promo code SMOSHMOUTH so they know I sent you. One last time, dailylook.com and promo code SMOSHMOUTH.
Should we go back to the show or should we go grab brunch? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Okay, back to the show.
You know what I want to do? I want to be buried deep in the sand and I want them to do a clam bake over me.
Oh.
I want to be buried deep. I want them to set up the wood and I want my whole family to feast on lobsters and clams and shrimp and scallops and bay scallops and seasoning, a little potato, a little blood sausage, and I want to be underneath it. So I want to be the fire that's burning through the food.
Oh, that's just so romantic.
And then they eat and they pop open, you know, bottles. I love a Kim Crawford.
Yeah.
I love a mum sparkling is for very good times. A Veuve, if you're very fancy.
Oh, I love a Veuve.
Yeah. So I want a clam bake in my honor.
Is that custom in New Jersey?
You know what? It's not.
Where Sandwich?
Sandwich is in the you know, Cape Cod. So you get over Bourne Bridge. There's Martha's Vineyard. You go to Falmouth. And then Sandwich is like the oldest town there. And then you got Chatham, Provincetown, Harwich.
And so have you done a clam bake burial for someone before?
You know what? One of my exes wanted to do it. And we decided no.
You decided after he passed?
His body wasn't in good shape.
Yeah.
So we didn't want that.
It would affect the clam.
Yeah. So it, the yeah,
you have
we didn't
to kind
want
of
that.
Be pristine.
You have to think about the food first.
Right.
You know, it's important that the lobster's right. The right temp. And you know, but you know what? We sang a song in his honor. So
that's so lovely.
But he, you know, we burned him to a crisp on the top of a mountain.
The mountains of Massachusetts.
Yeah, so it's not actually a mountain, it's a cliff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's overlooking the ocean.
That's lovely.
Do you have cliffs in Key West?
We do not. We don't have cliffs. It's only 2 square miles of sand there. Now, there's so many Keys. Now, and I have had my fair share of stories in all the Keys. Key Largo, Key...
Oh, like that song. Key Largo.
Montego. Oh, are they going to kill us if we do that?
Oh,
I've heard
they can come and fucking try.
I called Shane once and I said you should sing songs.
He picked up. Oh my
God! I was changing my number around so that I would make it.
Oh,
look
did you
like
do Star 6-7?
I did Star 6-7.
Good for you. That's the only way to get them to pick up.
And
the phone.
So I tricked him. And so he picked up and I said, "This is Sandy." And he couldn't hang up then, because then he would feel bad. He's a guilty little...
He seems like a little pussy.
Oh,
yeah.
He's an absolute little
pussy.
Yeah,
he seems like a guilt-ridden
boy.
Totally
little pussy.
Yeah, he seems like a puss.
I started talking to him about... I just giving him tips, like an aunt does.
Of course.
And I said,
they
you know,
need us.
Oh, they absolutely
Our
need
advice
us.
Is important.
What would they do without us?
No, seriously. I mean, who are they going to call?
I'm shocked he's managing at
I
all.
I don't understand how that boy dresses himself. It
I
seems like he
know.
Cries every 5 minutes.
I know. And
it's kind of sad to me.
I know. He looks, sometimes he looks like if the Pillsbury Doughboy tried to wear jeans.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, what are you doing?
I don't even know how those jeans fit his body.
I don't either.
So, you know, I was thinking, what's wicked weird is that it's like his body are two big, tall, trees, like
right.
trunks.
Right.
And then how does he put, you know, it's like he has no curves whatsoever, right?
No.
Except
no.
in his arms.
Kind of just a pillar.
He's just a pillar.
Just like a one of those old Greek pillars.
He's like a Greek one.
Just...
But not in the main museum, like in the back room.
Right, right. Not in a good way.
No.
In a bad way.
No, like when I went to Greece, I was like, whoa, there's so many statues here, but there's a back room.
Right.
Where
the stuff that Michelangelo kind of gave up on.
Yeah, he half-finished it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what Shane is to me. He's like a half-finished, a thing.
I agree. Anyways.
But he seems like something I could, you know, get to know. I hope he's nice to my niece. He seems like he's nice to her sometimes.
He seems okay. I think he's definitely shy. I don't think he's... I think he's still figuring out how to talk a little bit. I love that they gave him this show clearly as a bit of an exercise for him to learn how to converse.
It seems like a test.
Because he just doesn't seem like he knows. But I told him, I was like, you should sing more songs on the podcast. And I think people would like to listen. Because people mostly, when they're driving...
Is he a songbird?
When people drive, they're wanting to listen to songs. He's not a songbird.
Oh, goodness
He's
gracious.
Not. I don't even think I know what he listens to.
I don't know how he got this job because, you know,
either.
My sweet niece, you know, she's a songbird. She's a dancer. She's an erotic dancer sometimes is what I actually heard. She stopped doing that, of course, for the pod.
Well, I did that myself. Margaritaville.
Sandy, shut your mouth. Are you joking?
Margaritaville Senoritas?
No way. Were you wearing those big-ass heels? You know, those 6-inch heels?
Massive heels.
Talk to me about that.
So
how hard
was
it?
It was incredibly hard. Now, they were 6-inch heels on top of the fact that they were also platform shoes. So they were massive.
Okay, okay.
They were basically, we called them boardwalks.
Oh, God. Like, nothing better than a boardwalk.
A boardwalk shoe. Mm-hmm. And so it was massive. Made me look like a giant. And now our whole bit was that we'd love to go up and down stairs. The senoritas love to go up and down stairs. That was our whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So it was less dancing, more like skittering up and down stairs.
Yeah. So you were just going up and down the stairs to a beat of the music? Or
up to the beat of the music. We would also have trays of food we would bring to people's tables.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
And so we were doing that.
Your quads were lit up.
Yeah. And it was a lot. And people fell. People died.
People died?
People died. We lost most of the senoritas. They passed during the job.
Oh, my God.
It was hard work.
You know what? Death comes to you so fast sometimes
when you're doing
what you love to do.
It really happens.
That's
so
really
fast.
Sad.
They had no railings.
Oh, my God. So you would just...
Back in the 80s when we were doing this, they didn't have railings on the second floor, on the stairway.
Oh, my God.
So if you tripped and you fell.
You were done.
And
concrete.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete. And if you didn't die, they'd make sure that they would let you lay there and they would let it happen.
Well, because that's a lawsuit on their hands.
Right.
If you fall and you don't die...
They can't. Because if they try to resuscitate you,
then you get the money.
That's on them.
Do you think anyone has fallen on purpose to kind of get, you know,
No.
Okay, that makes
it harder. No, I was there. I tried to save some of them.
How did you try to save
them? Well, as I remember once, Maria, she fell off and I tried to grab her hand.
Oh, goodness.
And I was holding her hand. But I remember we were only allowed to speak in Spanish.
Oh, goodness.
And so I couldn't say anything.
Oh, you were silent.
And she was saying Spanish to me and I didn't know if she was saying
Spanish
if
is
she
tough.
Was saying, if she was saying to save her or let her go, I don't know the Spanish words for those things. So I let her go. I had to assume that she was saying.
Did she ever use the words por favor?
Yes.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah.
So is that save me?
It's please. So I'm assuming she probably said save me.
Well, she was saying, let me go, please.
Actually, you know what? You're right.
Or like, let me go, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
We don't know. We will never know.
Well, yeah, let me go, please. She probably wanted some independence. She probably if I'm going to die, I'm going to do it by myself.
Right.
That's what I would want. I would never want someone to save me at a death.
Let me save myself.
Give me a Viking funeral,
I'm an independent woman. I can save myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when we went on this road trip, I was like, you know, I wasn't sure. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know squat about the Keys.
Right.
I know that we're salt to sea over here.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know what, we're going in with one purpose in mind. And I'm glad because I can't see at night when I drive. Mm-hmm. You know, these glasses are, you know, there's nothing in here. Nothing.
Right.
So I was struggling. So I was glad that you could drive the rental car at night. But,
right.
You know.
And I don't have a license, but I knew that I could just go for it. I knew that I trusted. And how hard can it be, you know? Because I could drive a boat. I had my boating license my whole life.
Oh, of course. It's easy to get a boating
license. If you can drive
a boat,
you can drive a car.
You drive a boat. Just don't, you know, just don't hit rocks and don't hit another boat. And
exactly.
Don't hit a swimmer.
That's all the rules
it's
are.
It's not hard.
And I feel like that's no different in a car.
No, agree. Don't hit the side.
Don't hit rocks.
Don't hit an oncoming
truck. Don't hit another boat.
But you know what was crazy is, so we started in Indiana, and then we were going to California. And what was great, I love that we stopped in Louisiana. That was fun.
We stopped in Louisiana. Oh, we had a time.
That was nice.
French
Quarter.
We drank so many grenades.
Oh my God. And then we got, you know, and then we got dancing and we were in that cemetery for a long time.
And
we slept there.
And don't you forget, here's the thing that people don't know. we see ghosts.
Oh yeah,
we see ghosts.
So podcast people and Facebook Marketplace, you know, we see ghosts. So Sandy and ghosts. I see
everybody here is doubting that.
Do you know what's crazy?
And that's okay.
I see a couple ghosts in here too.
Oh, I see ghosts in here
and
too.
And you know what I see? I see them right over their shoulder, mm-hmm. and they're whispering something in their ear, mm-hmm. and they're telling them what to do with their lives. And you know what they're not doing?
What are they not doing?
They're not listening. And you know what that ghost is called? Intuition.
That's right. And that is the most important thing.
And you know what I don't see?
What do you don't?
I don't see a ghost on your shoulder.
I don't feel any ghosts on my shoulders, but
nope.
I see ghosts on your shoulders. I see ghosts over there.
Wait, you see a ghost on my shoulder?
I see a ghost on your shoulder.
Okay,
he's got a very thin mustache.
Yep.
Goes out very, very far.
Okay.
He's wearing big old pants.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing tight little jacket.
Oh, that's very weird that you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a Macarena?
He's got a...
You know what I'm saying? What's
that
called?
He's got a Macarena.
He's
got a Macarena. They're called Macarenas.
Yeah.
He's got two little Macarenas.
So he's got two little Macarenas?
Yeah. I think he must have been in a band of some sort.
Yeah.
Probably far in the back of the band, not that important.
You
can tell he's not resolved, that he was not the star.
He's not
the
star.
And he wants to be the star, and that's why he's here in the studio. But it's you cannot go. You cannot be the star. You need to let go. Your dreams did not happen. You are a failure. You need to leave.
Wait, hold on. That's wicked weird. I just felt like a whoosh in my ear, mm-hmm. a little jingle jingle, and a thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he go?
He left.
You are so powerful.
I know.
You are so powerful.
I know.
You know, I thought only people from the East Coast, Massachusetts was powerful, mm-hmm. but the Keys is a powerful place.
That's a very powerful place. It's the most southern point of the United States.
Really?
Yep. At its
most southern tip. So
most
you know,
southern tip.
That's like, you know, that's like P-Town. That's
P-Town?
The most southern. That's
most northern
it's not,
tip.
It's not a southern tip, but it's a tip.
It is the tip.
It's
the most farthest east.
Yes, it's a big
I
tip.
I think they say it's the most east.
Yep.
The sandwich of the east,
so,
they
yeah.
call it.
And you know what I think about the ocean is that a lot of people don't understand is the ocean is bringing in memories and they're taking
Absolutely.
Out ghosts.
It soaks up. It's the salt.
Of the sea.
It soaks up. It, you know, it soaks up
the
memories and the demons.
Yeah.
And they're all there in Key West because the currents go down there.
My favorite thing to do is to talk about death. Yeah, I
love
like
to
it.
Talk about death.
I love
too.
It. And
we talked about death so much on our road trip.
On our road trip, I talked about all the people that have passed in my life. And, you know, I call up Amanda and I say, you know, sweetie, you know, I want to talk to you about someone who's died. And she keeps going, Teresa, you got to stop with that.
She doesn't want to hear anything.
She doesn't.
Any,
why don't
ever.
These young people want to hear about all the people dying?
I don't understand.
It's
it.
Important to respect the dead, and it's important to talk about very sad things as often as you can.
Amanda's just she's very cold.
She,
very, very hard.
She actually is kind of a cold woman. So she's very standoffish.
Right.
Aloof.
Uh-huh.
She's not as friendly as everyone thinks she is.
No.
She's actually kind of rude.
I,
she was a rough child. Let me just tell you.
You FaceTimed her at one point when we were driving, and when you hung up and I said, are you really going to take that? Are you really going to take that
from
her?
And I'm very grateful for you, Sandy, because normally I'd kick her in the shins, right? Like
right.
I do Ricky often.
Right.
But, you know, I thought it seems like a lost cause with her.
It does seem like a lost cause.
Like she seems like she's already too far gone.
I know.
And maybe it's Hollywood.
I think it's Hollywood's gotten to her.
I think Hollywood's gotten to her because
she's one of the elites now.
She had her hair done and I was like, what are you doing? Relax, it's me on the phone.
And she wears all those colors.
Oh my God, she's so bright. And this is the brightest thing that I own.
I know.
This is the black dog.
You got to be careful because I'd say salmon's about as bright as you ever want to go.
So what's crazy is actually this is coral.
Oh, it's coral. I know that because I'm from Key West and there's lots of coral.
Yeah, so this is coral, but everyone thinks it's salmon. And I'm like, salmon? What?
Mm-hmm. That's a different
place.
That's
a farm-raised.
Farm-raised salmon.
Not good.
Have you seen wild salmon?
Swimming up the Yemen?
Yeah.
No.
So, I took a Greyhound from Key West.
Yeah.
All the way to Indiana.
Oh.
What a trip I had.
Oh, you said it was brutal.
Oh, it was so brutal. Got in so many fights.
Fist fights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet you lay it down.
Oh,
You probably knocked some teeth out.
I laid the hammer down. They called me Thor by the time I got off that.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Several windows were broken on that Greyhound.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a great time.
You're Thor, and I'm Iron Man.
You are Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
have you ever done an Iron Man? Do you want to do an Iron Man?
You know what's crazy is I've only ever done a Tough Mudder, and I've always wanted to do an Iron Man.
You've done a Tough Mudder?
I've done a Tough... Oh, Sandy, you don't know who I was 20 years ago. I did Tough Mudders like it was fucking Tuesday.
I didn't know they had those back then.
Well, they had stuff where you're running in mud.
Were you just running in mud, maybe?
Yes.
That's so great.
You know what? Yes.
That's awesome.
It was my papa's backyard, and he got it all wet with a sprinkle, and I ran
and
in it.
And you just ran through it. Well, if that's not tough and it was also a mother, then
tough.
I don't know what is.
And you know, I didn't win an award, but I felt really tough.
We used to do mud wrestling over at Margaritaville, and I was the champion over there.
In the heels?
In the heels.
My God, someone could lose an arm.
And kicking was allowed.
You're a badass.
Thank you. I know.
Did anyone die during that one?
Yes.
Okay.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Casper. Shane, you sleep, right?
Do I sleep?
No, but like, do you sleep?
Well, I guess not super great lately. I've been a little uncomfortable. I, you know, haven't gotten enough sleep. How did you know that?
I could tell. You need a Casper mattress. They make reliable, high-quality mattresses designed to deliver consistent, comfortable sleep night after night. Casper's mattresses are highly rated by Consumer Reports. And out of 99 mattresses, Consumer Reports named Casper's The One Mattress their top-rated all-foam mattress of 2026.
Okay, but I need it to be durable and long-lasting. I don't want to replace my mattress every few years.
Whoa. Casper checks all those boxes. They are designed to withstand the test of time. And Casper has their 100-night risk-free trial, so you can give Casper's mattress a try risk-free. Although, with 110,000-plus five-star reviews, I'm sure you're going to love it like I do. And you'll look great once you get some rest.
Do I not? Was that in the script? Or
I slept on my Casper mattress last night, and let me tell you, I feel amazing. Like, I feel like I came out of a fog. My body feels really good. I honestly probably could have slept all day. And I can tell I look really good, which you meant to say.
Yeah.
Right now, save up to 30% on mattresses and up to 35% on everything else when you go to Casper.com. One last time, that's Casper.com, and save up to 30% on the mattress you deserve.
Is it in the teleprompter that I don't look good? Yes,
they wrote it. I didn't write it. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you look great. I don't know who's saying that.
For sure. It felt implied. All right, back to the show. Doesn't Angela write some of them?
I think Angela writes all of them.
Oh. Huh. We met up in Indiana.
Yeah.
And we met up at a bus stop. And
this bus stop reeked of poop. I was like, why do we do it here?
I know, I got off of it and I said, let's run.
God, I miss the ocean. Like, this is a nightmare.
And we ran down the street to an Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, with our bags.
Because you didn't have a car, but how did you get to Indiana?
Such a long story. So my good friend, he's a lobster fisherman. He owns a motorcycle. And I said, I never am going to get on a motorcycle. Never once in my life.
And I'm crazy as shit, but I will never get on a motorcycle.
You seem crazy as shit.
I'm out of my goddamn mind, but I will not get on a motorcycle.
Well,
I'm not
that
crazy.
Well, Sanji, you know, same, you know, ditto, because I'm out of my goddamn mind, because you know what I said? Fine, do it. Put me in the back. Give me a helmet at least. So I rode on this motorcycle, praying to, you know, St. Anthony, just like, save me, find me, you know.
Right.
Anyways, so we take the motorcycle. After 10 minutes, I say, I'm done with this. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. You know, the Bible says you can't get on a motorcycle.
I've read that.
There's an extra chapter.
Corinthians 13:5.
Yes, very good chapter. Took me a month to read that one. So I get off, and this guy's just sitting there in a Ford pickup. And I say, hi. And he goes, you need a ride? And I go, yes, sir, I do. I gave him $5. We talked the whole way. All the way up to Indiana. That was 5 hours.
Sounds like an angel.
6 hours. You know what I think he was? I think he was my guardian angel.
Probably.
Because you know what? He said, is your name T? And I said, Teresa? And he said, I thought so. It seemed like there was a T.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was. I think he was going to say Tina, but I took it.
I think everything happens for a reason.
So do I.
I think that.
And you know what I felt? You know, the craziest thing that I felt, Sandy? I felt this overwhelming feeling of deja vu.
Mm.
And I was like, I've been here before.
Yeah.
This is my life path. This is what I need to do in life.
I like to think that in every life, at some point, you were on your way somewhere and that guardian angel showed up in some sort of wagon or horse or boat or maybe a camel.
Not motorcycle.
Oh, not a camel? A your guardian angel would never show up in a motorcycle.
That's why I got off because, Sandy, I felt pain, you know, in my left foot shoulder.
Perhaps that was a demon.
So when you feel pain in your shoulders, it is demon.
It's a demon.
So I was like,
that's the demons on your shoulders. So they're the demon, digging in. They got those little pitchforks in there.
And they go
stabbing in there.
They go, Teresa.
Yeah.
So the guardian angel called me in, and his name was Floyd.
Floyd. Like the barbershop.
Yeah. Oh, there's one in California, L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was thinking? Crazy, crazy subject change. I kind of want to do a shave cut.
Oh.
And two lines right here. I got here and I went, everybody's rocking that, and I want that.
Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful.
Why?
Because, well, they're rocking that around here in California, but it's sometimes, I don't know what kind of.
Oh, do you think they're part of a cult?
Like a Viking.
Well, okay, here's the crazy part, is if there's a cult that has anything to do with the Vikings, I would like to join it.
You would like to join a cult?
That has anything to do with the Vikings.
We'll have to look for that.
So I bet on Facebook we can find...
We should find cults on Facebook.
Yeah.
I bet we could find a Viking cult.
Because everyone says they're trying to get out, and I'm like, I'm trying to get in.
I've never been part of... I mean, my nephew and other family members have said that I've been part of cults, but I don't think I've
you
ever
don't
been
think,
part of cults.
Margarita, the Margarita place was
no,
a cult.
No, that wasn't
that
a
was
cult.
That was just a job.
That wasn't a cult. And I mean, yeah. There was one time where I was selling pans to... I had a bunch of pans, and I was giving my friends pans, and if they gave their friends pans... And right. So we would all make money, but that wasn't a cult. That was if we all right. We have all so many pans,
right.
And it was the panhandle right. of pans is what they called
right.
it. It was and
oh yeah.
And so I was thinking, no, this oh, isn't yeah. a cult. This is a great opportunity for all of us to make
Are you
so
kidding
much
me?
Money.
Perfect opportunity.
If I can give people pans and they can make money off of it, then I'll do that.
And you know what's great is everybody needs a pan, and it's never going to go out of
style. Everybody needs a pan.
You know what's crazy is I actually, you know, my good friend Charlotte, she started a jewelry party. Mm-hmm. So she started the party, and you go to the party and you pick out jewelry and you go, I want that one. And she goes, sell it to five of your friends and then you'll get the money.
And that sounds amazing.
It's actually perfect. Everyone kept saying, you know, you're in a pyramid scheme. And I said, I don't even know what that is.
A pyramid. I've never been to Egypt.
I would love to.
I would love to see that.
I would love to go to Egypt and understand what these pyramid schemes are about.
And as far as I know, pyramids, they have like powers of some sort.
Well, the dead is buried there.
Yeah.
So speaking of the dead, if you do something naughty, you're buried underneath it. You're buried underneath. You're in a sarcophagus in the pyramid and you're buried deep underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the mummy?
I've seen the mummy.
It's everything that you need to know about
Egypt.
And
that's all real.
It's all, the history is right there. So there actually was that guy. He was actually buried in that place. Anaxenamun was his lady. Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, there actually was a Brendan Fraser.
It was a real man.
Oh, yeah. He played a real man, which I thought he did very good research job on him. He's a very funny guy, Brendan Fraser.
So funny.
He's a funny guy.
So funny.
He feels like, you know, a Fred Astaire to me.
Oh, yes. I should tell Shane to watch that movie so he can learn how to be funny like that.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, I'm watching the podcast
right.
through clips that I find on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. They're talking about fun stuff, solving problems, and Amanda's making me laugh.
Yeah, Shane talks, and it's kind of like,
It's like a downer.
It's like a little bit
me.
Of a bummer.
No, I want to go, like, you know, in Gladiator when they go, right. That's what I want to do.
I know.
I want to go.
Just.
I just want him to, I want to shake him and go, you know, take a class.
Right.
Read about comedy.
It's clear that he's devoid of passion.
Yeah, so you can tell through his whole body.
Yeah, the way he holds himself.
You wear a t-shirt, I'm not inflamed with creativity.
He's like if you let a child play with Play-Doh for a little bit and they make
Too
something
long.
And they're like, here's what I made, but it's kind of hard.
And they're like, look, it's a pond. And you're
yeah.
like, oh, you just flatten the Play-Doh.
Yeah, that's him a
Whereas Amanda's like, look at the frogs and, you know, there's a tree coming out and guess what? There's a fairy on top.
Right.
She's a bitch, but I like what she does.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So we met up in Indiana and...
Yeah.
the car we got was so silly.
It was a Mustang.
It was a Mustang convertible.
Convertible, which, you know, it took us 20 minutes to open the top.
Oh,
I was like,
I know.
I was like, you know, Sandy, top, open the top.
I know. And I'm trying to jam back the thing.
You almost broke it. You have the strongest arms I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
boating.
And, you know, not saving people.
Not saving people from dancing and then sailing around. Key West, you know, if you're opening up masts all day,
if you open up a mast, the wind can catch you
from working ropes all day. My biceps, they are big.
You know what's crazy? You took off your sweatshirt and you have a little tank top on, and I was stunned.
I know, it scares people.
It was
why I put this on, so that people aren't frightened by me, because really my demeanor is so polite.
Your demeanor is so polite, but I like the strength that you have underneath you, because
absolutely.
As someone who also works, you know, I shuck base scallops all day long, so I'm raking base scallops.
And your wrists are thick.
My wrists are very thick, so I can't actually wear watches.
No.
None of them
burst right off.
They unclasp in our I never know what time it is.
Your curse.
The only thing, I know what time it is based on the sun going down.
Right.
Because I'm out there with my dumbass son, Ricky, and we're scraping the bay for scallops. And I go, what time is it, Ricky? And he goes, duh. And I go, look at the sun. And then I go, oh, it's the sunset. And I love him. He's my first and only. No,
but dumb as rocks.
That's
really hard.
You open the Mustang.
So I open it up.
In
several
Indiana.
Bats fly
so
out.
We're in Indiana.
Yeah. So I finally get it open. Several bats fly out.
Oh, this thing was covered in bats.
Covered in bats.
I mean, my God.
And they've been telling us to get rabies shots since that happened, but I don't think I need it.
I don't want pain in my rat, other than the devil.
Right.
So.
But we get into this Mustang and we start driving.
Cruising.
And, you know, we decided how we do things. We weren't going to look up and print out directions from Google.
Nope. We were going to ride.
Because if we drive west, we're going to get to California.
Oh, yeah.
All roads lead to Hollywood, they say.
All roads lead to Hollywood. So, you know, so we get in the car and I put on, you know, my book on tape, which is one of my favorites, of Patricia Cornwell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do 10 minutes of it, but we're basically talking the whole time. So I have to go back.
Yeah,
listen
I don't
to those
recall
chapters.
Much from it.
No, because we were talking.
It kind of felt like she was just in the back seat talking.
Yeah, so I put her on low because it helps me concentrate to have someone talking constantly.
Right.
You know, she was getting into it.
And you only know how to talk over people. So I think it actually helps you.
Well, you know, I actually think I'm just, you know, yeah. It's how I connect. I process things by I'm actually a very good listener.
Yeah, no, I know.
But a lot of people tell me that I don't know silence, and I don't understand why I would even need to know silence.
Well, in the silence is when the ghosts come out.
That's when they're the heaviest.
We are both scared of that.
That's when the loudest. Remember in Sixth Sense when he finally turned it up and all he heard was that guy talking in Italian or Latin? That's what I'm afraid of. So,
and
the aliens
show up and they hit him with a baseball bat.
So that's signs. What did I say? I said Sixth Sense. So two different movies.
Oh, I thought those were connected.
No, so same M. Night Shyamalan.
I thought that was kind of like a Titanic situation where you put in one VHS and then you put in the second VHS and you're watching one movie. So I thought those were one movie.
You know what's wicked weird is that they could be one movie.
I think they could be one
because
movie.
Because actually, yeah. Because it's the same.
Did you ever see The Village where it's this kid, this bald kid who can move air with his hands?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That one was
that
crazy.
Airbender guy was incredible.
Oh.
I was like, whoa, the airbender is in The Village and Ron Howard's daughter is there, too. And you know what? She looks just like Ron Howard.
And they spoiled the ending that it was all the fire demon people.
It was a fire demon, but...
And then they spoiled it, so they had to say, oh, no, it was the parents doing it
the whole time. But it was definitely
it ruined
that kid.
It ruined it.
You know, the airbender kid.
I know. I can do that with water.
Hose
with
up.
Water.
Wait a second.
I can do it. I was one time, so I was in Key Vista.
Is that part of the Keys?
It's part of the Keys.
Key Vista.
It's one of the lower keys. It's a kind of
Vista means visit in Spanish.
Ah.
Yep.
When we find out what let go means in Spanish, can you let me know? I would really like some
closure. Well, we'll go back to my book on tape when we leave the studio to go out to, you know, breakfast.
Right.
I'll find out let go. I think there's it's in like chapter 5.
Okay, I would love some
these
closure
words.
On that.
Yeah.
I really would like that. Right. Anyways, so we were in Key Vista, and we were out by the mangroves. We were up in waist-deep water, and we were looking at the manatees that were there. They were swimming around.
Gorgeous
and
creatures.
And I started to move my hands, and I noticed that the water was rippling underneath my hands.
Get out.
And my hands were a good foot above the water, and I was doing this, and they were rippling. I said, Nancy, look over here.
Who's Nancy?
Nancy's my friend.
Oh, okay. Good friend.
My platonic friend. And she looked over.
Okay. No. Trust me, I understand platonic friends. Mm-hmm.
And so she looks over and I said, look at this. And she said, no, there's little tiny fish in the water and they think you're feeding them. And I said, no, water's moving.
Did you have, you know, clam juice on your fingers or something? Did you have any residue? You know, did you have any leftover food on your fingers?
You know what? I have residue on my hands, and so I wasn't actually a waterbender.
No. I realized,
no, it was just the little tiny fish and probably little tiny shrimp.
Hey.
And they were probably skittering around.
No, don't stop.
The briny stuff was falling off my hands, so I realized I'm not actually a waterbender. So that's a fun thing to realize right now. But
so I do want to apologize for saying what I said.
No,
because I didn't
Teresa, everyone needs someone like you in their life to bring them back down to earth. You know, and here I was.
Yeah.
Here I was out in space having a good time.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'm special. But everybody needs someone like you, Teresa, to remind us that actually I'm just some stupid bitch. I'm not
Sanji. Listen, mm-hmm. I like to really wrap my anchor around people and tug them back down to
bring
earth.
Bring them all back down.
I, you know, for a second, here's the deal. I did believe you, and I wanted to say to you that anyone who's that close to water has magic. So
thank you for saying that.
I know that you know
thank
your hands
you
were covered
that.
In you know food, but
right.
Those fish, they didn't know who you were, so they were experiencing.
And in a way, I was. I guess in a way, kind of waterbending in that I was influencing the fish. And so that was kind of making current. And currents are made by fish.
Oh,
so,
it's true. Actually,
when they swim in schools, it causes the water to move.
And they cause
really
the
fast.
Waves to break.
And that causes water.
Their
and
fins,
that causes,
yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I think at the end of it all, I my opinion's not changed.
No, actually, you know what? I think that you're a waterbender, and I'm a pyromaniac.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were lighting a lot of fires. We never got to stay anywhere too long because you would light fires. We would leave a diner, and I'd be like, that place was nice, and you'd be like, not for long.
Not for long.
And we'd get in the car, and we'd see it just right behind us.
Well, it was... You know, there's something about old wood. I just got to get my hands on a matchbook and light it up.
I know. Something changes in you.
I don't know what it is.
And
but
I kept taking matchboxes from you. I'd say, give me that. And I would take it. But you just kept,
I have a
they
whole
kept
bag
coming
of it.
Out of coming out of nowhere.
Well, I go to restaurants and I collect matchbooks. But there's just something about wood. And I see it from afar and I can smell it. And I just go, that wood needs to be disintegrated.
I know.
It needs to be lit up.
You have a hatred for wood.
It's not a hatred. It's just like a disapproval.
Uh-huh. I
want to see it burned.
Do you feel that way about trees when you see like a forest?
No. So trees are living.
Trees are living.
Trees are living.
But dead wood.
Here's my deal. You know what wood is?
What it's
trees that have been slaughtered.
You're so right. It's like a corpse.
Trees that have... trees that are corpse and death. So I'm going there to avenge the tree. Right. So I see a dumbass diner that serves, you know, mild pancakes. They weren't even
they
that
were
good.
Mild. They were
buttermilk
mild.
Buttermilk my
they,
ass.
They put way too much whipped cream on them. And it's like, at that point, it's like, you are giving up.
Oh, giving up.
You are trying to hide.
Oh, giving up.
What you have done.
You know, the coffee was fine, but I was like, lady, go back in there and, you know, fix whatever this is.
I know.
So anyways, I sit in there and I'm eating, you know, mid pancakes. And I look and I go, oh, look. It's all the slaughtered trees of America. I must avenge it. So you were telling a story about one of your exes, and I honestly couldn't hear it because all I could hear was the wood.
Yeah, now, is that real wood?
Let me fix my hair 1 second. Yeah, let's get up and check this out.
I think this isn't real wood.
Smosh Mouth. Oh, that's the name of the podcast.
And this isn't real brick. This is plastic.
This isn't real.
No, this none of this is real.
These lights are real. Wow, showing feet. Hey, who's this?
Oh, that gorilla that fell in love with Robin Williams.
Oh, wait a second.
There's that gorilla that, have you seen that video? They
wait
were,
a second.
It's a gorilla that loved Robin Williams.
Wait a second. Was that in the movie Patch Adams? No.
It might have been. Oh.
So, I love
anyways,
gorillas.
But you love gorillas and you love lighting things on fire. And who
yeah.
doesn't?
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by AG1. Sometimes in life, we need a little support. Maybe it's support from your co-host once in a while, or maybe it's support from AG1.
I'll always support you, Amanda.
You're right, it's true. I was just joshing you. Whether that's digestive support, a boost in energy, or just daily reassurance, AG1 delivers 75 plus ingredients in one simple scoop.
In one scoop? 75 plus ingredients?
Yep. AG1 helps fill those nutritional gaps. Okay, picture me. It's morning, like 5 a.m. I'm up before everyone else. I'm feeling a little low energy. My tummy is not awake yet. I pour my daily ice cold glass of water and put one scoop of AG1 and stir. I drink that in the morning while I prepare for the day and I tidy up, and I do this every day. And honestly, I have been feeling so, so good. AG1 improves key nutrient levels within 3 months.
I just like that I don't have to take 50 vitamins in the morning.
Oh, and also their AGZ, their sleep and restore, it is amazing. So it comes with a little frother. You put it in like a hot liquid. I have the chocolate mint flavor and you just froth it up. And at night, it's like a little treat. And I swear to God, it automatically like calms down my brain. It tells my body it's time for rest. And I truly get like a really restful sleep with it. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
Visit drinkag1.com/smoshmouth to get an AG1 flavor sampler and a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 free in your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription, a $72 value. That's drinkag1.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show. Yeah, I said it, so you still have to say it.
Yeah, because I was supporting you, you know?
I wish I never said that.
So I did come out to, you know, my family saying I'm a pyromaniac. Mm-hmm. And they said,
and
we
you're
know.
So brave for that.
And I'm so brave for that. Thank you. And, you know, I've never been to therapy.
Good.
I don't need it.
And I hope Shane puts that message forward on this show.
You know what?
I think that's the message that we want to put out there, that it's bad for
it's
you.
It's bad. You know, there's nothing that you need to work out. The only thing that you need to work out is, you know, how to get the wood from the diner and how to light it on fire.
Right. Right.
And the only, you know what my therapy is? You know, watching old movies. That's my therapy.
And that's therapy.
And a little bit of masturbating. Just a tiny bit. Just like a small amount. Because I think it really, you know.
Well, at our age, we've gotten so good at it. I'm very efficient.
Oh, At our age? Are you kidding me?
Every time.
One minute flat, I'm done.
When we were driving, we had an understanding that whenever we came to a porta potty or anything, it was like,
boom.
We'd go into separate ones, doors closed, doors
boom.
Open.
Boom.
We were different.
You know, all those times that I said I needed to poop, I didn't. I needed to rub one out.
Women our age, we don't poop.
Of course not.
No, we're only going into the porta potty to...
Anytime a woman our age says they're going to use the bathroom, we know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And are you thinking about something in particular when you do it? Because I can think about food and do it.
I can think about whatever.
A fresh grilled cheese with fresh tomato and melted cheese and go, oh, I'm coming.
Be careful. Be careful. I'm going to need to find the bathroom here.
I don't think there is one.
There isn't a bathroom here.
So I learned that.
I noticed that.
You know,
they have a kind of a, well, I thought they had one bathroom and I kind of looked in it, but they kind of had it Roman style where it's just a bunch of toilets all around the walls, looking at each other. No privacy. And they all stare at each other when they're doing it.
No, these kids are crazy. They all kiss each other. They all pee in front of each other.
I don't understand it.
Find a private place and do the damn thing.
Yeah.
So do you use two fingers or one finger? That's
four.
Fine.
Yeah, you cover more ground than me.
You are seriously the bravest woman I've ever met.
I'm good now. It's almost like I'm wiping, and it's just like
you're done. You wipe and you're done.
Basically, yeah.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I do a quick circle. I go in for 1 second. I come out done. Anyways, I love a podcast. I love a podcast. You know why? Because I feel free.
We should have our own podcast.
Shut the fucking door.
And, you know, this type of stuff we're talking about, this is what people really want to hear.
People really want to hear what people do.
I think we're just two
Everyone's too
women,
polite.
Two women just talking about whatever we want to talk about. No, not afraid of anything. And you know, we don't need a man here. I think we could call the podcast Call Her Daddy or something like that.
Call Her Daddy.
That would be a great podcast name.
Who's calling a daddy?
We call each other daddy, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Think about that.
I actually really like that.
It's a good
name.
Do
you think Call a Daddy is taken?
No.
No.
No. It's too original.
Oh, I love that.
Now, I'm not. I've never listened to a podcast before, except for the clips of this one.
Well, I've listened to books on tape.
And it's the same thing, right? And I think, I don't know how to put them out. We could record them. What I think we do is we record a bunch, put them on a tape, and then we sell them at a bookstore.
Or, you know what? So when we get to California, I heard that Venice Beach, you can actually sell your stuff there, and you can make a lot of money.
Teresa, I have something to tell you. We're in California, I believe.
Oh!
I think this is, we're in Oxnard.
I thought we were in a studio.
We're in Oxnard.
Oh, my God.
I think we did make it.
Well, I got all turned around because we went to Indiana. We went to Louisiana.
We went to Louisiana. We went up to North Dakota.
We went up to North Dakota next, which I liked. I liked that journey. It felt very, very
Mount Rushmore was not
awful.
As good as I thought it was going to be.
You know what? I couldn't even see what their faces were.
No.
They were not chiseled in. And I wanted to climb it.
We're not allowed to. They wouldn't let us.
And then we went back to New York, which I thought was fun and different.
It was really different.
But then we went all the way to Texas. Oh.
And what a ride.
There's beef everywhere.
There is a lot of beef.
And I was like, well, we're going to have to fill up. So I'm glad that we took barbecue home with us.
I know.
In the car.
I had someone walk in on me in the outhouse there.
Did they see?
I was only there for 30 seconds. And they saw? They saw.
At the swipe.
Mid-swipe. you hate Goodness. To have someone catch you mid-swipe.
You know what? You hate you
And
hate,
I can't stop at that
it.
Point. The inertia's going.
Of course not.
The momentum's started.
You're all coiled up.
You've seen my arms. They're massive. The amount of strength, the amount of torque I'm putting into that swipe. There's no stopping it. Eye contact was made.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That poor cowboy.
Oh, he probably shit his pants.
He did shit his pants. Well, he needed to go.
Oh, right.
But
yeah.
He didn't make it. I was sitting on the toilet seat. Well, standing above the toilet seat. Squatting above it.
Oh, good for you.
I know.
You know what I do it? I just do it right next to the door, and I don't lock it.
Oh.
I kind of want to get caught.
Oh.
But I don't actually fully pull my pants down. I go from the back.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we were in Texas.
And we were in Texas.
The barbecue was pretty good.
Pretty good. It was pretty
good. Fire in the hole.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think Texas barbecue overrated.
It's definitely overrated.
All the sauces.
Why?
All you need
is ketchup and ranch.
Yeah.
So then we went to Texas.
Yeah, and they got their names for their hot sauces that make no sense. Atomic Bum.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, okay, it's hot. And I just drank that shit down. Doesn't affect me.
It was yummy.
Nothing's like Key West
hot sauce.
You
were chugging hot sauce.
I was chugging hot sauce. See, you like to make fire, and I like to drink fire. And that's why maybe I'm a bit of a firebender in a way.
So you're a firebender?
Well.
You know what's crazy? If you were a waterbender and a firebender, how would they both work? Because one's going to put out the other.
Maybe I'm the Avatar.
Oh, my God. That movie was so good.
That was the best movie ever made.
I've never seen a better movie in my life. James Cameron is a sea creature. Right? Is it James Cameron?
Yeah, you're talking about the movie where he goes down to the bottom of the ocean and there's the sea creatures there.
So that's Avatar.
That's Avatar.
Isn't it where Kate Winslet's in it? I'm talking about Avatar.
No, Kate Winslet's Titanic.
No, she was in Avatar too.
Oh, was she really?
She played a tribal woman.
Oh.
And I was like, huh, okay.
Oh. Is that okay?
You know what? It's not for me to judge.
You know,
I'm just a listener.
It's not for me to say either.
But I feel like.
Not for me to say.
No. Anyway, so James Cameron's actually one of the best directors I've ever seen.
Have you met him?
You know. Here.
Yeah, same.
I had a dream about him. You know what I did the next day? Went to the bathroom.
Hardcore 10 seconds.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a wave crashing.
Exactly.
You understand.
Sometimes when you see the right movie, you're just like, oh my gosh.
Pulp Fiction.
As good as it gets.
You know what? Jack Nicholson, I was like, I like him. Mm-hmm. You know how he's not cute, but then he's very cute?
Right.
You know my favorite movie?
What?
And my favorite actor ever? Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
He's making cocktails on a beach, and I said, I'll quit everything. I'll leave my son. I will move to the beach.
I'll light shit on fire for that.
Oh, that's what I want to do. I want to light shit on fire at the beach and make out with Tom Cruise.
Absolutely.
You know what?
Sexiest
I want
man
many
ever
more Mission Impossibles.
Oh.
They're so
I
good
want the missions to get more and more impossible. But he doesn't stop.
Oh, my God. You know what he should do?
What should he
do? You know what he should do?
Mm-hmm.
He should try swimming. I've never seen him swim.
You're so right.
Every Mission Impossible, you know, he's jumping out of a plane. He's jumping off a cliff. He's, you know, talking to, you know, scary women or men who have accents. But I've never seen him swim. Try swimming.
They should do another one. Mission Impossible. And he's in the sea.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and I could be an extra in that movie because I can swim so good.
You know what? They wouldn't even be able to catch you on camera because you'd be going so fast.
I'd be moving so fast. That happens. I out swam a barracuda once.
How did you do that?
Well, see, I had my earrings on. They're very sparkly, and so barracuda attracted that. And it started coming towards me, and I said, I need to swim so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I swim. I can do butterfly underwater.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody's ever seen that before, but I can do it. And I think that might be why I'm probably a little bit of a waterbender. But
I think you're definitely a waterbender. And so I'm doing this underwater.
Underwater, and I'm moving so fast. And,
do you know a barracuda can take off your whole foot in one bite?
Oh, I know, and it almost got me.
So it was chasing your shiny earrings,
and I was moving fast, which made them shine even more. And that's why I'm not wearing them today. Because I didn't, you know, I've never driven through so many of these states, and I was like, I don't know if they have barracuda.
Do you know what's crazy?
Because we were bathing in the rivers, and so I was like, in case there's barracudas
in
there.
Well, Big Sur was very nice for me.
Oh, that
I jumped
was lovely
in that river naked, and, you know, the kids started running, and I was like, relax.
I know.
It's fine.
It's scary. You've never seen a woman before?
Double E's before? Relax. Anyways. You know what's crazy for me?
You caused three splashes when you jumped in the river.
Oh, I jumped in. There was one big splash, a second splash, and then there was a third splash from all the way, like half a mile away. That was me. Double E's, man. You take them out of the bra, you don't know what's going to happen.
You got to throw them in there like you're casting a line.
Oh, of course. And you know what comes up? Catfish.
Yeah, they'll grab on.
Oh, my God. I definitely have a nipple bitten, and it was awful.
Oof. Ugh. Gosh. But then you have dinner.
Well, yeah. They hang on and I go, gotcha, motherfucker.
That's right.
And
that's
I grab it with my bare hands.
Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy?
What?
Is I stopped wearing wetsuits when I swim. You know why? Because in Sandwich and Chatham and Cape Cod, there's great whites.
Yeah.
And they'll think you're a plumpy little seal.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard about that.
Good friend of mine got eaten by a shark.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he's okay, though.
That's too bad. We have hammerheads in Key West.
Scary, scary.
Very scary. But if you catch on to them, you get to ride them like a motorcycle. Only type of motorcycle I'll ride. Grab both eyes. If you put your hands. If you blind it, then it can't see. And then you get to steer it where you want to go.
Stop it right now.
And that's how I got, when I started this trip, that's how I got from Key West to Key Largo.
Okay, so I was going to ask you how you got through all the keys, which
got
I still
all the
don't
keys, because there's no greyhounds, because they can't go there because the bridges will collapse underneath them.
So you took a hammerhead shark.
I took a hammerhead shark all the way to Key Largo, and from Key Largo, I was able to walk up to Apollo Beach, and then from there, I was able to get a greyhound.
Apollo Beach, is that where, you know, Apollo did the liftoff?
Yeah.
That's probably why they didn't make
it. So they have NASA down there.
Oh.
They made it. Well, some of them did. 11 of them made it.
Oh.
Apollo 11 made it. I think Apollo.
I don't know. I got all my research from Armageddon. That's a very good movie.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, okay. I know NASA.
Oh.
I get it now.
I love that movie so
Bruce
much.
Bruce Willis was a very.
Thank God they did that because
so many lives could have been.
And that's
gone.
So incredible.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm very proud of you for doing a hammerhead because, you know, riding a hammerhead, you know, being on a hammerhead, you know, I'm
riding
very proud of you.
Riding a hammerhead, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm proud of you. You did so much. Your journey all the way to Indiana, I could tell that it took a toll on you, more emotional toll.
Floyd just, you know, he talked my ear off and, you know, I didn't get a wink of sleep. And you know what's crazy is when he dropped me off, he told me to tuck and roll.
Oh.
So I opened the door and I actually tucked and rolled out to the bus stop to meet you. So when I came up, I was actually crawling on the, you know, highway to get to you.
We had to take you to a hospital to get stitches.
Oh yeah, my whole shin, the top layer of my shin is off.
Yeah.
But the drugs are very nice that they gave me.
Yeah, and you're still taking them.
Yeah, of course. Mm. They said I should as long as I feel uncomfortable. Yeah. And I had to pee earlier, so I felt a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Teresa and Sandy, Shane and Amanda have questions they want to ask you before we go.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Shane, yeah. So they didn't show up, but they have questions for us.
Yeah,
that's so nice.
So they said they were going to show up and take us to breakfast, but I guess they'll meet us at the breakfast place?
Yeah, okay. Okay, great.
What's the questions?
After this episode, would you consider each other your best friends?
Listen, I know that you have this friend Nancy that you keep talking about that you did a water bending stuff.
She is lovely,
That's fine.
Right.
I just want to say to you, I'm an independent woman.
Uh-huh.
I've got my son, Ricky, who I do love a lot. I don't need you to be my best friend, but I very much enjoy your company.
I think I feel the same way. I see in you not necessarily just like a best friend, but more of, you know, a dynamic duo.
Oh,
perhaps we like
I
think you are a liability in ways that I wouldn't want in a friend, but I think you are
fair.
Someone that I would want in war.
Fair.
For if we are taking on challenges, businesses, men.
Fair.
I would maybe want you on my side.
Oh, trust me.
But I wouldn't trust you.
Well. Okay.
I would trust you on a personal sense, but in a business sense, I would rely on you. I know you could get shit done.
Well, that makes me very happy that you would feel that way, because I think in a business sense, I would appreciate you because it feels like you've traveled a lot and you definitely have lived. But I think, you know, I shouldn't have shown you the fire part of me.
You really shouldn't, but you did, and so I know that now, but that's okay. That's who you are. You're a criminal, and that's okay, and, you know, I am too.
Well, yeah, it seems like you didn't help a lot of ladies when they were on their way out.
No.
And you know what? Here's the deal. It's late in my life, okay, but not too late.
And I accept you. And your words, criminal, to me, is your opinion.
That's and you know what? That's true.
And it's your opinion, and I can't control your opinion. The only thing I control is my reaction. And right now, I'm okay.
And that says a lot.
I you know.
Are you going to light this studio on fire when we leave?
Well, not this room.
Okay.
They did. It's a nice, it's actually, I like that they have the Robin Williams gorilla. And
I know.
It's a gorilla from Mighty Joe Young.
Right. That's the same one. Big.
So, not this room.
Okay.
But I did see a lot of nice rooms with all the cast pictures. And
right.
Those frames are wood. Oh, and they were screaming.
Yeah.
They were screaming
okay.
Help.
Good to know.
And I said, I'll get you out of there.
Okay.
So.
Do you guys have any other advice for Shane and Amanda as they do this podcast?
Oh, goodness. I've got so much advice. I should write a book.
I should write a book, too. We should write a book together. You write a page.
Salt and Sea.
Salt and Sea. You write a page. I write a page. You write a page. I write a page. You write a page.
Like
I write a page.
Chicken soup noodles for...
Chicken soup noodles. Chicken soup. Oh, I love chicken soup noodles for the soul.
Right. So, if I were to write advice on the first page,
mm-hmm.
I would say trust your instincts.
Right.
Trust no one.
Right.
But care for them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them. Eat as much seafood as possible. Talk to strangers. Don't pick up the check, but add to the tip. Wear your seatbelt. Call your son a dumbass because later he'll thank you because it'll add humor. And find a porta potty whenever you can.
I love that. The only self-reflecting you need to do is looking at the water on the side of your boat when you're trying to see what's on the end of the line. Pick up every hitchhiker. Pick up every hitchhiker you see, because a couple will be a dud, but one of them will be your guardian angel.
Yep. Named Floyd.
That's right. Always do a double. And part your hair down the middle.
Oh, always. And if you have a straightener, it's the best way to get these up.
That's right. And that's some real advice. And that's
honestly,
some real
a curling
advice.
Iron is not your friend. A straightener, make sure it sizzles, and then flick it up.
And I think Amanda needs to hear that.
I'm going to tell her, and I cannot wait to see what she comes
I
as.
Hope she listens to you.
I hope she listens, because the last thing I want to say, too, seize the day, but seize is spelled S-E-A-S. You get it?
I think I get it.
Wow. I would love some breakfast.
I have chills. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom after this.
Which one?
True.
There's so many bathrooms, but you know what's outside? Porta-potties.
Porta-potties. Any other questions from
the audience?
Do you have a little bit more respect for Shane and Amanda now that you've done this? Was this easy? Was this hard?
This was literally the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
I
think what they do is actually kind of wicked easy.
It's kind of embarrassing.
They work hard. Like, what?
I could
sit here for days.
He can't pick up my calls. He could answer his phone while he's doing this.
Yeah, seriously. This is easy. I actually think we did a better job.
I think we did a better job.
Now, you know.
Send us messages on Facebook if we did a better job.
Yeah, you can find me at Teresa Sees the Day Clam Bake soon.
And you can find me at Sandy Top's Puka Shell Stand.
This is a good one. So those aren't puka shells. It's so interesting that you talk about your
you gave
shells.
These to me before because we were coming on. I said, "Do I look like shit?" And you said, "Yes."
And I said, "Well."
And I said, "Give me some necklace."
And I said, "I got you some necklace." Mm-hmm. So.
And you frisbeed it across the room, and it landed over my head.
I banged that shit right around your neck.
Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome. And also, I do appreciate that you're wearing diamonds. on your glasses.
They're real.
No, I know.
Oh, last question.
Oh, my God.
I don't like this
I'm
woman.
Running out of breath.
Did anyone wish you a happy Mother's Day? It was yesterday.
No.
My son. Okay. Listen to this. My son wished me happy Mother's Day. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
In a text message. Yeah. And then he sent, he sent like a heartbreak. Are you yawning? Are you fucking yawning?
No, I'm talking about my fucking son, Ricky. I had a little bit of saliva in my mouth and I gulped it. So that was
you were yawning with your yawning. Mouth closed.
I wasn't yawning.
Wow. All these days together and you yawn when I talk about my son's sweet text. Anyways.
That sounds so sweet.
It was just, he said, happy Mother's Day. Wish it was different. With a heart and then a break. And I said, love you, Ricky. Stop playing games, you stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's our love language.
Yeah, that's tough to have such a dumb
son. Seems like we need to put old grandma to bed right now, shall
okay.
we? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Sandy.
All right, Teresa, let's settle down
okay,
a little bit
there. Okay, let's put Sandy to bed, or
no.
maybe a hammerhead could
okay.
ride her to bed.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, let's get a, you know, dancing again.
Okay. All right. Let's settle down there,
right.
Teresa. Need to try not to light this place on fire. Okay. All right.
Morphine is kicking in.
Yeah. Liquid morphine. It's pretty impressive.
Don't talk to me while I'm trying to swallow.
Oh.
No.
Trying to stifle a yawn there?
No, I'm fully awake and alert.
Yeah.
I only
yeah.
sleep when you're driving.
Oh, well. Glad you got to have that opportunity.
Don't fight with me.
You would
me
drive
here.
For an hour and then I would drive for 8.
I told you I couldn't see the road.
Oh, okay. It was middle of the day.
The glare and the sun when you're driving is really, it hits.
Okay. Yeah, sorry I'm yawning because I'm tired from driving for weeks. Because it took us weeks to get from Indiana to California.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you wanted to go get beignets, and I said we got to go see Mount Rushmore. So we basically did a zigzag.
That's true.
I mean, at one point we were in Canada, and I said, how do we get here?
And we said we wanted to try ice wine.
Huh?
We said we wanted to try ice wine.
Oh.
And it was
God,
so good.
I could swim in an ice wine.
I know.
I want to go to bed in the freezing cold.
I know. But then once we did that, we wanted barbecue from Texas. So we went down to Texas.
Mid.
And I said, let's go up to Montana. I want to see those.
Bison.
Well. All right.
I want to get some food.
Okay.
And I heard that they've got some good food in California.
Yeah. Avocados.
Oh, that's what I want. I just want toast and avocado on it.
I think that's all they have here.
Oh, okay.
No meat.
That's fine. Well, I still have some leftover barbecue in the cooler.
Oh, I think it's still
well,
good.
Well, Sandy.
All right. Teresa.
It's been an absolute fucking journey with you.
It's been just such a wild spin around this sun.
I've been flip-flopping, spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
All right.
Captain to captain. Fisherman to fisherman, we could keep going.
Yeah.
They're saying that we should get off, but honestly, we could just keep going.
Time to sink this ship, I guess.
Where are your shoes?
Lost them back in Nevada.
Oh, I love that we went to Nevada. That was one of our last stops.
We meant to go to Vegas. We ended up in Reno, which was basically Vegas.
It was the same.
I mean, they had... Yeah, it was basically
yeah,
the
yeah,
same.
Yeah. That guy was crazy.
That guy, boy.
He
what was
like
spinning around.
Spinning around, and he had two balls in his hands.
I know.
They were basketballs, and he was juggling
two.
Them.
Juggling them with one hand.
And then he had, he had a martini on a table.
And I said, where'd you get that? And